Welcome, welcome to the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. I am your host, Jazmar Jazz Bennett, mother, educator, host, and I am here for episode 38 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. So we're going to do something a little different today. I know you're used to just me hosting, and I have a great guest, and we have a great show, and you know, you already know how the conversation goes, right? So today, I have the extreme pleasure, if you tuned in last week to episode 37, you know that on episode 37, we had Mr. Demetrius Haynes, and you know that he started his own production studio. And so I linked back up with him, we circled back, and we're circling back because he has special guest in the building, right? And so we decided to do a collabo. So I am officially on episode 38 introducing the live Michi show. Let's give a round of applause for that. And so I have Michi himself, but we also have two special guests on. We have Keyshardae. Key drummer boy, right? Collins, you go by your it's government. Callens, you go by your government, or you go by
everything.
Keyshardae, Key drummer boy. So when you're trying to be romantic, you go by Key, or you go by Keyshardae. You like, hey, call me Key, right? All right. So we have Key in the building, and so we're gonna get into a great conversation, great dialogue with him. So when it comes to Key, he's no stranger to social media. Key has a following of over 1.5 million followers on TikTok. On IG, he's doing his thing. He just introduced me to another platform, but he didn't just blow up overnight. So his family is musically inclined, and he grew up playing the drums and listening to his family play music in the church. And so you started playing the drums at the age of 5, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to learn how he took that experience and turned it into performing for acts such as, we have, who did you perform with?
Tusi.
Lotto.
Trino. Who else? Lotto. Seventh Streeter. Nets. The Baby. Megan Thee Stallion.
And the list goes on. And the list goes on, right? And so we're going to get into that. We're going to have a deep conversation. We're going to know about his comeback story. We're going to know how it all started. We're going to know everything that you probably want to know when you're sitting on your couch or you're riding in your car and you're listening to a podcast and you're like, I really want to know about this person in this way. And so we also have model, actress galore, Miss Bree Hollywood, Miss Bree Bryant.
What's going on?
On the set as well. And so we're going to get to know her. You know, she's runway, she's print. You've done a lot of things, Bree. You've done so much. And so we're all just creatives in here. And so I definitely am going to do justice when it comes to Michi because he has helped so many creatives, you know, start their careers and receive the spotlight. And so I'm going to let you take it away. This is your show, dude. Like, we collabing. Yeah. But, hey, this is the live Michi show. So do what you do, babe.
Hey, what's going on, everybody, in the creator's land out there? I'm so excited to have my boy, Key Drummer Boy, on the scene. I know it's very it's very hard to get him. He sent me to management. He sent me to management, but you know what? It's so important that you handle business like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they will. He's young. You started out how old?
17, I think. That's when I started doing bookings and stuff like that.
And he too young to know a little bit about my story, but I started out when I was 16. And at that age, you get taken advantage of at a young age. People think that they don't have to go through management. So that's why it's so important that you send them to management when you're in the business, because you'll end up finding yourself saying yes in a situation where you really wanted to say no.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when you have a heart for people, the thing is that you do want to, you want to make sure that everybody's satisfied and everybody's happy. And sometimes we can give a yes and we can end up putting ourselves in a situation
That we regret.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, y'all are famous. Like I'm still my own manager all that. Look, they famous and stuff. You know, I just got a little school, and I went to school for broadcasting and all of that, but never got to the management phase because I'm stingy. I don't want to pay nobody 20%.
I'm back in the day famous.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Bree, you got your agent over there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. See,
she put you. See, mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all talking about me. She put me on game.
Yeah. That's why this is so important because, you know.
And what me and Bree was talking about, because we were discussing like a lot of the influencers, and you have a huge influence on a lot of the influencers. Mm-hmm. I actually put you like, I think you are a leader within like your industry right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this dude, we didn't give all his credits. He have a shop. Not at all. He have his own store in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
He have a clothing store in the mall.
Right.
And only he opened that up at 22 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you this story because I told him the story because I was at an event that you were at and I didn't know who you were, but I just saw how wild the kids went, how excited they were, and so people were trying to explain to me because it's I work with the youth and, with teenagers. So it's like if they tell me something, then I know it. And I love music as well. So they gave me a synopsis of you. And when I say they knew you, they knew you. So I told Demetrius that I watched how you worked the crowd. And I said, when people get a taste of celebrity or they get a taste of fame, I tend to watch them, especially if they come from our hometown, because I want to see how humble they are. I just want to see how you use your fame. And so I was telling him, I really like him because he really got down with the kids. Like, you made them feel special. I was like, he called one of his celebrity friends on the phone and did a FaceTime, made a TikTok with them on the spot. And I said, when you go to these events, and Bree, like when you're a vendor at these events, you don't necessarily make money unless you already have a following. And I said, look, this dude did that with the kids, sold out of his clothing. And I'm like, they were making their parents break the piggy bank. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's real deal. I was like, if you can do that, and then those kids, and you selling hoodies and stuff like that, you know how much hoodies cost. He sold out. So that spoke volumes.
It's very important. And what Keyshardae has, he has what a lot of people don't have today. He's a people person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't stand when people get into the business and they say, oh, I don't like people.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's the people that's paying our bills. How can you not like people?
Exactly.
How can you not like people? And then he rocked with the kids. He's inspiring the next generation. When I moved back down here from New York, everybody was talking about him. Yeah.
Now, what year was that?
That was 2019.
Okay.
That was 19. So I was like, this dude, they're doing the influencing. And like when I was coming up, people was talking, like, I was just talking to you about that when I was posting, when I was out doing my work on sets. Oh, I was bragging. I was bragging. You posting too much. So I stopped posting.
Yeah.
I stopped posting and just started working, just working off camera. Mm-hmm. And you coming from Polk County and you doing everything that pretty much I was talked down on doing and that I stopped doing and that I quit doing and you continue to do it and you can't stop.
Nah, you gotta keep going. You keep posting. People watching, bro. That's what they want to see. Nah, like,
yeah,
that's what they want to see. They keep on posting.
So, on average, how much do you post?
It depends. What
a lot.
What type of mood I'm in?
Yeah.
Like TikTok, I'll just post. Like, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. That's how you low key get famous. You post. That's what my managers and stuff tell me. Like, they want you to post like 3 to 4 times a day.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even like recording that much. I don't like making that much content because it's like when I do make content, I try so hard to make something so extraordinary that I can't keep on making something right after it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like me, I really like post 2 times a week and I'll just promote that video over and over and over again on my story.
Okay. That's cool. I told him, I was like, every time I open up my TikTok account, and I'm not on there a lot, but every time I open it up, boom. There you go. Right. I was like, yeah, he's that dude. I like it. We got to get into knowing you, though. We got to get into knowing.
Ask me questions.
Do the people really know you?
I mean, my life on social media. I don't hide
nothing. Me and Kiwi Hunger, we went to the strip club.
I got
say words. Say words. How many bands? How many stacks?
Ask him for real. How much money did I throw?
Oh, nothing. Exactly. I went. Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. You one of those. Bree said you one of those.
It ain't even that. It's just the fact that, like, I ain't
Mama, you cut air down
this
hot.
You know what I'm saying?
You cut air down this hot in here.
Nah, I ain't even want to be there. I just got booked. And it's like,
To show up at the strip club.
Mm-hmm, okay. But I had my homeboys there, and my homeboys threw money. So it's like,
Who threw money?
My boy, Boom. Yeah. Oh, you ain't.
I had a drink.
He said, I ain't throwing no money.
I threw money at the bar.
Right. Look. I feel you.
Yeah. We respect the hustle. We respect the naked hustle. We respect the hustle, but I ain't got no money. I can't, and I ain't got no money to be throwing at y'all. I'm sorry. That's why I like to listen to the rappers.
He just wanted to get out of the house.
Yeah. So with you saying that, because, you know, I wouldn't think, because I can't judge you because I don't know you well, but your facade that you give up, you may seem to be the type that wants to be flashy or that wants to show, look, I've made it and I'm going to throw some bands. So you seem like you're responsible. So tell me what's your goal? Like, tell me what you're doing with the fame and with the money that you've accrued so far. Like, you went to investments?
I'm just investing.
At 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speak to them, please.
Right now. Like, all my little cheese I'm getting, I throw into my merch, but I'm also saving because I want to, dang, I won't tell nobody.
Look, in the next two to three years,
I want to have like a huge warehouse to where it's like fun, to where it's like my merch, like a big clothing store, and where it's like a studio for artists to record.
Yeah.
So it's like I want to have all of that built into one huge building.
That'll be so dope. Yeah, you want to have it local?
I want to have one here and one somewhere else. So it's like I want to keep on doing it. But I definitely want to have one in Polk County.
I got you.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen. I can see you doing it. And, you know, I'll stop by and let them know, like, look, I know you get your money, but don't try to keep up with these people out here now.
I'm in my own lane.
Yeah. Because that's, and you meet people, they in the industry, and they flash, they spending their money on all, like, they spending their last just to impress other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, it took me a long time before I even could buy shoes because I was investing in my craft so much. I'll spend hundreds of dollars in acting classes, and but I would not go.
The thing about that, not to brag, but when you're known and when you're an influencer, people throw free stuff at you all the time.
Gotcha.
So like I haven't paid for clothes and shoes and stuff like that in so long. Because people just want you to wear it. Everybody, hey, what's your P.O. box? Yeah. And I go check my P.O. box and it's clothes. So like, I ain't pay for clothes.
That's dope though. So you tell me, how did you get your, we know that you started with having a musically inclined family and that rubbed off on you a lot. And I just want to know, like, how did you land your collaboration, like, with your first famous person? What was that like? And before you do that, segue into the drumming part, is that what you really wanted to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always saw myself as, like, being a big drummer. Like, that's definitely my dream, and I want to keep that going. But, like, my first show?
Yeah, like, your first show?
When that was. I forgot when the year was, but it was... The first show, it was Tusi, and all I remember is everybody promoting it, saying he was going to be in Orlando.
Okay.
And me is like, I never had no help. Like, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to get to that point, you know what I'm saying? So I literally hit up the venue, I hit up the promoters, I hit up the DJ. Like, hey, yo, let me, I kind of finessed it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, let me just play with you, like the DJ. I was like, let me play with you, get the crowd turned, and you feel me, we just show up. And you feel me? That's extra hype to the show, so you're not gonna say no to that. But how did you
do that? Like with the DJ? Because I'm like,
I DM'd him. Like, so I already had a little buzz, right? So they knew who I was already. Okay. Yeah. So when I DM'd him, I was like, oh yeah, that'd be dope. But boom, soon as Tusi walked in the door, I got off the drum. I'm like, hey, yo, hey, let me. I want to play the drums for you. I know all your music.
Yeah.
And we don't even need no practice. Like, we can do it for real. And he was like, well, let's do a sound check. Because that's why he came so early to the venue. He was doing the sound check. We did the sound check. He We did the sound check like two times. He was like, man, what? Like,
yeah.
What? He liked it. Mm-hmm. And we ended up performing and the crowd went crazy.
That's awesome.
So we got contact and from there we went on tour. Like we.
So it's not like you sideswipe like somebody, like he had a drummer, because typically do rappers even have a live set? So that's where you, okay.
Nah, yeah. Most like the industry.
He don't realize that.
Yeah, nah. And what it is, like in this industry, like a lot of artists, rappers, they don't have drummers or live bands.
Right.
Like R&B singers, they have live bands. But rappers, it's just DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's like to me, I'm like drum and DJ. So like I'm connecting with a lot of people. I don't know.
They ain't making no music to need no damn band.
Exactly. They barely
some of their ass don't even need to be on stage.
I mean, that's facts too.
Too close.
That's facts too. So how did you take that experience? From that experience, did you guys, you know, did you link and you went on tour with him? Or mm-hmm. what was the next?
Well, right after that, I promoted that video like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody started sharing it. And like, soon as everybody will come to Orlando, I do the same thing.
Okay.
Hey, look. This the show I just did with Tusi. Let me hop on the show with you. So it's like I started getting booked for the what's the thing that being on the classics?
Yeah.
Like the classic weekend.
Yeah, go fam, you rattlers. I'm gonna put in a plug because that's my school. Yeah.
So like all the classics and like all the big events where all the artists come in at one time, they'll hit me up and be like, hey, yo, let's do it. And honestly, like, well, I ain't even add that in. Like I didn't even get paid for that show.
Okay.
It's like I just wanted to do it for the experience. And I knew it was going to lead me somewhere without knowing it was going to lead me somewhere.
Listen, I think everybody at this table has done something for free. I know.
We just was talking about that. Yeah. We just talking about how when you love what you do so much, you'll do it for free. Right. But we going to get paid.
We
going to
get paid.
Because
you know I'm about to say it. But
we are going to get paid. But, you know, there are some shows, you know, that in some opportunities that, you know, artists, creators, we will get into because you know maybe it's for the benefit. It's something
exposure,
that's
right?
Yeah,
right,
exposure. You know. Anything you're in the same field. You're an actress. How many films you done did for free?
Like the small short film ones. Pretty much all of them, except the one that I did that actually turned into a Netflix film. So that was cool. Like I actually got paid for that one, and then it branched off to be something that was big because. It was just like a small short film. You know how they go. Like, it'd be short films, and they try to push it to the, or indie
try
films.
Try to fit into the festival.
Then from the festival, somebody might grab it and it become big. But most of those projects are free, which,
and
starting off, you have to do
and
those.
You'll be surprised how many big-time actors still do work. Like, they're in major movies, but they're still doing work for, like, $200 a day.
Right.
$100
honestly,
a day.
You have to do that so you can build your portfolio. Like,
yes.
If you don't got no portfolio, you
can't
show nothing. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. Yeah.
You ever talk to somebody, they want to get into the industry, and they be like, oh, but I got to get paid. How much I'm going to be?
I talk to a lot of people like that.
But you don't even have nothing to show.
Right.
Like, even a lot of these rappers, they think that we supposed to be buying their music. I don't even buy Chris Brown music. I go around YouTube. So what in the world make you think that we finna buy your mixtape?
But that's facts, though. Honestly, you have to.
You have to pay your dues, and that's one thing about it. Everybody at this table, I paid their dues. And man, this dude right here, like he's definitely paid his dues. You pay your dues to the game.
I'm trying.
Like, doing free shows. Everybody they're on social media and they're seeing one thing. They think that like, hey, it's easy. He do it, but they don't see what you're doing behind the scenes.
Right. Exactly.
They're not seeing what you're doing.
And honestly, that's what I said. I read something. It's like people post the good stuff that they want you to see. They don't never post the negative. Man, listen, I go through stuff every day, but nobody never know that. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't post about it.
But
you post the good stuff and everybody think you living this big old flashy good life. But yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and since you're on that, like, what's negative about it? Like, what are some things, what's the downside of it?
So, like, in the industry, I ain't gonna lie, you gotta have tough skin because, you know, some people, you know, you go viral, but it's always that one person that got something to say.
Right.
And then, trolls,
like, you know what I'm saying?
That's their job.
Then the negative part where it's like, like we were just talking about, you got to grind so hard and do so much for free. It's like you're draining yourself. And when you don't see the benefits of it, you start to get discouraged. Because it's like, am I really supposed to be doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's so much. But like I said, bro, I don't know. Just think positive. When you think positive, you definitely gonna. You gotta love doing it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love doing it, and it's gonna go from there. Just keep on doing it. It's gonna take.
And
off
so many people. With what you do, they can probably see what you do, and they want to just do it, but it's not in them.
Nah,
like you have to be passionate about what you do. You have to find what you love to do, what you were put on this earth to do. Everybody has an assignment when they put on this earth, and I think so many people are seeing other people and they're trying to mimic, but they're not finding what their passion, what their true calling, what their destiny is on this earth.
So I agree with that. What is your? Because you mentioned a portfolio, because Michi said. You have somebody who's watching you right now, like a follower that respects you, that just follows everything that you do. And so talk to us the business sense of it, you know, and we'll kind of circle back to your beginnings. But your portfolio, because we want to talk about the business. Mm-hmm. What does your portfolio look like? Because, see, when I think about portfolio, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to open up a book and then I'm going to see a list of things that you've done. Mm-hmm. But when you say you have to build your portfolio and this is what you have, what do you present to someone? I mean, you probably don't have to go that far now because you already.
All you got
to
do is show
his. I know, that's what I'm saying. You already.
So that is my portfolio. Like I said, like when I perform, when I perform for Trina, boom, that's a video clip.
Yeah.
I got Trina shouting me out on camera. You know what I'm saying? People don't get that. I got Mulatto shouting me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they literally telling people, oh, book him. He that dude on the drum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's my portfolio. But, like, I don't know what else you mean by that.
No, that's exactly what I mean. Oh, because so, Bree, what does your portfolio look like? Because hers is going to look totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what he touched on earlier. It's like, you have to do, like, the short films and stuff to get footage. Exactly. Because, like, if you're going to present to an agent, they want to see, okay, what have you done on film? So you kind of have to do that free stuff to get good footage, like, at Full Sail or whatever. And then a headshot, of course, like a nice headshot. And so that will be what it is.
Yeah.
Then for models, it's kind of different. Like, you know, they might want to do lookbooks or have a video of them on the runway. Mm-hmm. So
I wish, and you were supposed to come over there. We just had the Orlando International Film Festival. Like over 300 films from 40 different countries.
I like how she said, I was supposed to come over there.
Yes, because I told him that he needed to come because you had actors, you had film makers, producers, directors, and you really had people that were on vacation in Orlando and they just heard about the festival at the convention center and they came over because that's how they make their connections. Yeah, and I'm talking about, I felt like I was acting like an agent. I was connecting this person. I'm like, yo, there's a filmmaker in this room going here. He did this film. So I wish you would have come over.
I wish I could have made it, but I wasn't ready. And sometimes you have to know.
And that's true. That's
and sometimes true. You have to know. Like, I, that's like, true. Some people they jump on every opportunity, but it's like sometimes you gotta be in a place where your mind right.
That's true.
Where you're not gonna be together. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you can have these celebrities start hitting you up, oh, let's go hang out. Shoot, I probably ain't got no haircut and I know who I am. So he's like, I'm gonna chill.
I feel you. Yes. Okay. Yeah. What's the aside from the Tootsie story, like when you first was like, okay, I know you're hungry, but tell me something else that you're like, yo, I want this. I'm going to get it. Like, I'm going to visualize it. Like, I'm going to work with this artist. Like, tell me something, like, the craziest thing that you've done to get in with an artist.
I don't even know.
Okay.
Let me think. I don't even know. Who was that? Oh, Lord. Wait. Y'all ask another question. I'm going to think. I'm trying to think.
While you thinking, I was just going to say, like, how you said that you just randomly reach out and put two into the air. I kind of be doing that sometimes, too, because what people don't realize is, like, these casting directors, some of them that do, like, the biggest films, they don't have a lot of following on Instagram stuff. Sometimes I just, follow them, like their stuff, interact. And so, like, how you said you just reach out to people, like, hey, I know you're doing a show, or, like, kind of, like, go out your way to ask them. Most people don't think like that, and that's probably what set you apart right there. Like
that's part
that,
of it.
Yeah, you have to be like that. Just act like you belong there, and you can. You know what you got.
I'm trying to tell you.
I can't. I'm add to y'all.
You know who pretty much put me up on game with that. I was watching interviews with Fonzworth Bentley on how he connected with Diddy, and how he was working as a waiter, and he used to dress up, and he got Diddy number. He just started texting him like, "Oh yeah, you can't dress like me." He just started pushing his way through the door.
Yeah.
So you already know one of my people, how me and Samori. I never even told you
I love
how
that happened.
How me and my boy Jay was in New York at Oh, BB King's mm-hmm. up there. Mm-hmm. We done snuck inside the show, snuck backstage. I got my hat.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Looking like I'm looking like I'm somebody. But she already had me on social media, but we had never met before.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Now I went back there, got to that dress room. Some girls right there, like, man, you so crazy. And we've been tight every time she comes through. Hey, I'm in the city, so you have to you have to put yourself out there because everybody like, and then some people, you got crazy people. Like, who do the same stuff, but when they see somebody with some quality, it's like, okay.
Right.
Damn, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're here.
And that's what
and
that's
you
what
hungry. You're not thirsty. Yeah. You hungry.
That's smart.
It's a difference between being thirsty and hungry.
That's what I was saying. That's what managers do. Like, the same thing that I've literally been trying to do growing up, like reaching out to people, going behind and talk to DJ growing up, that's exactly what managers do. And people don't know that. So, like, that's how a lot of people end up not getting booked because they don't go behind them. You get what I'm saying?
They don't know business.
Yeah, they don't
know how to. It's mm-hmm. show. All they want to do is show. They don't mm-hmm. want to do business.
Right.
You got to reach out to everybody.
Yeah.
Real. Show business is whole business.
Another example, too. Listen, the other day, I was so inspired.
I'm going to be in your DM.
I see.
What time you going to be here? I'm going to be on the one with the shorts on.
I'm so bad for me.
I'm serious. That's what I just did with Rashawn Ali. Like, Rashawn Ali, who's an actress, she's she has her own podcast. She is on All the Queen's Men right now as Miss Tandy, doing her thing. She's family. Like, she has a broadcast journalism degree.
You took a picture with her, right?
Yes. I sat out, specifically, like, for because our, with AKA, like, we had our 70th Boulay. And so, like, that's the largest conference that we have for our sorority. And so I knew she was going to be there. Her career is the marker for me. Like, I want a career path like her. And I just said, I don't know how, but I'm going to meet her. Like, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to meet her. And I locked eyes with her. I inboxed her beforehand. And I was like, look, Sora, look, family. Like, just hitting her up. Because I genuinely admire her. But you don't want to come off being all creepy and like, well, who is this person? So it's like I held my own, too. But it's like, hey, I saw her. I talked to her. We took pictures. They have reposted that, like, the events, the promotion company, Jade Events, they have reposted it so much. And then it's like, this person will pick it up. This person, she's reposted it in her stories.
Oh, wow.
She even commented on my post today. Like, I'm like, okay. So you do. You,
yeah.
When hey, you say hey, show keep business is a hope.
Keep building your content.
So, yeah.
Man,
like,
I missed Ricky Smalley over there, so I'm really
beating
myself.
Yeah.
And we already done. Miss Barbara, we already said we coming for the Ricky Smiley and Miss Janie. We coming.
All right, so Key, so we're gonna go back to you. So live with Michi, what questions do you have for Key?
Okay, coming from Polk County as well as a creative, what are some of the challenges coming from Polk County as a creative? Like, what are the challenges that you feel like you've been faced with? None.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
you had no challenges.
I've been blessed. Like, Polk County support me so much.
That's amazing.
Like, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but it's like.
You smile.
Everything I do.
You smile. Like, you not like all tough and hard.
Yeah, nah. Yeah,
it's cool. Like, you are people's person.
Yeah, so it's like everything I do, Polk County behind me, like 10 toes. I ain't never really. I don't know. Like, when I throw events, a lot of people show up. When I post on Facebook, it go viral. You know what I'm saying? So it's
That's
amazing.
I don't know. Polk County support me 100%. Shout out to Polk County, man.
And it's a very supportive community. You know, we hear a lot of bad stuff about it, but it is a very supportive.
Yeah, he say that, but every single day I see a post and it be like, Polk County support who they want to support.
They're not putting in on work. They're not giving quality.
Yep.
That's what it is. They're upset about that. Now, I can say that we do have a supportive community. My my issue with the area is it's the people with power that don't show love and that don't support the people with the button that don't want to, you know. And then you see young people trying to come up and then you trying to knock them down because you scared that they're gonna overshadow you. But, you know.
You got to get up in their face. That way they don't got no choice but to see you.
You do.
At all.
But Bree, you've posted sometimes too because I don't think you felt that. Like you, I don't think you felt just all love from Polk County. And this is coming from a beautiful young lady. Like, you would think you would have the upper hand.
Yeah. I don't really know. I think this is one of those situations where, like, whatever I do is, like, kind of, outside of podcast, because like my agent stuff are in Tampa and Orlando, so most of the stuff I do like production wise be like commercials in Orlando and Tampa. So maybe that's why I post every now and then. But like I'm touching back what you said. You got to a point where he stopped posting because somebody was like, "Oh, you post too much, or are you just bragging?" Yeah. So like I kind of stopped posting on Facebook. I mean, I still have my agent and stuff on there, and like people just still book me, but I really just don't. I haven't really got on the social media side of things, but I think it's actually turning into like a good platform to be on influentially because my agents are even actually starting to, what'd you say? Sorry. My agents, they actually starting to like have a category where they're like signing influencers. And I think that's amazing because I mean, there's companies that just want to book brands and people off of just viewings. Yeah. But on the other end, I don't want nobody to be discouraged and be like, oh, I don't have this many views, I'm not finna get booked, because I mean, I still be.
Do you think that's what your edge on everyone is? You think that's why you didn't have a hard time, because your social media blew up really fast? You think that's what gave you the edge?
Nah, social media ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, I don't know. Like, even in high school, like, growing up in elementary, middle school, like, everybody always knew I go to the principal office and just chill with the principal. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Fast. So,
like,
shut your principal out.
Nope.
Shut your principal out.
That's a blessing, though.
What high school you went to?
I went to Winter Haven.
Okay.
I don't like doing certain stuff on social media because people will go back and troll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People will go back and find the people and troll them.
That's
But what I was saying.
So you said it doesn't have anything to do with that because you grew up. And
I grew up like that. I always like at the rec. Everybody already knew who I was.
Yeah,
like,
did you ever play with the Marching Wolverines? Mm-hmm. Why? I'm just saying.
Because I definitely.
I'm surprised that you did it.
Like, I definitely got the letter a whole lot of times. Golly, what's his name? I can't remember. Earl.
Earl.
I just never did. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
so surprising to me because I'm telling you, everybody comes through Earl's band.
Yeah,
so,
facts. Yeah. Not facts.
Okay. Yeah. No, look, I play clarinet now. Don't get hey.
I would hurt. I wanted to be a part because y'all know y'all always went to the classic for free sir. And the battle of the band.
Yes, sir.
Earl, man, let me get right.
That's how I'm gonna rattle right now.
it's this young man's. It's his grounding.
Yeah,
it's his foundation that he's. I don't know much about his. I don't know much about your background, but I do know you seem to come from a great family.
My mom was the biggest choir director here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So it's like my mom, I ain't gonna say she was famous, but everybody knew my mom. So it's like, even when I was born.
She was like the mom on Clark Sisters?
No, really.
Yeah.
So it's like, since I grew up, that's Goldie's son. Until I built my own name. Like, that's why I was on the drum.
Wait a minute, you Goldie's son? Mm-hmm. I'm just playing, I don't know what I'm saying.
But you might know, like, you know, the big pink church on Lucerne Park Road?
Yes.
St. Paul Worship.
Okay,
Center,
that's
Paul,
you.
Yeah, that's my mom. That's
okay,
my
now, I've been there, yeah.
Yep. Cool. So, y'all, like, my mom, grandma, that's basically what the church that everybody grew up at. Like, all the preachers in Winter Haven, they grew up at that church. Okay. And they just veered off and started their own church.
Yeah, so and you know, what a lot of people don't have is they have not been raised with, you know, with the love of God.
Mm-hmm. And faith ain't fair.
I'm trying to tell you.
They like, so they're really just like, you really like, you have no direction. You have no direction when you are not connected at all. And then people think that they can do what you can do, but you got to consider the source.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that played a huge part in who you are today. Right. And people see one thing, but then they don't know. Like, this dude, he playing in church on Sunday.
Man, I be out at club hosting. Sorry, grandma. I be out at the club performing at 3:00, and I wake up at 7:00 because I don't want to miss church.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's like that's what my mom and my grandma installed in.
Yes, a lot of kids don't even go to church no more.
Facts.
That's why I come in at though, man. You know, bro. Every Sunday I have so many people in church with me, and it's like sometimes they'll come back, but sometimes they don't because it be long. But it's like they're in church and like big old.
What's long?
Well, me, I play the drums for three churches a Sunday, so it's like
Really?
When I pick you up to come to church,
we going to church.
You stuck with me.
We going to church. Church. Yeah. Three services.
You stuck with me until I take you home.
So you was that friend who else? You gonna stay tonight with him? You know you got to go to church on Sunday. Bet. I got to be out. Look, I can't stay with you on the weekend because we got to go to church. I remember I had an aunt. You got Sunday school.
No.
You got 11 o'clock service. And then there's something going on after
right,
church.
Right. Yep.
Like, so that played, I think that played a major part. Going to church, I remember going to church with Bree mm-hmm. in Jerusalem and Mulberry back in the days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You was a praise dancer, right?
Yes, I was. And I think I went from Jerusalem, then I was at New Bethel, and I grew up in the church mm-hmm. from there. Yeah.
So I'm going to just put it out there. I'm just sorry, but I just feel like without, I think you're, I know for a fact you're going to get farther if you, you know, give God his glory. And so mm-hmm. every podcast that I do, it always ends back to this conversation. So that's why I know it's real. So I'm like, you know, anybody that's looking out there, like even my producer, he was like, Jazz, you may need to just go on and do like inspirational podcasts or something. But I'm like, or faith-based. And I'm like, no, God is in everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like for you to have the lucrative career that you've had, and you're doing something that I try to teach kids and students, and I know you'll minister to them as well. When you do something that you are passionate about, that even makes it even more sacred and even more meaningful. Like, that's your purpose. That's a purpose that God has for you. So you taking something like drumming, and I know you used to eat up the lunchroom tables and picnic tables and all of that, and just, right, that's why I was like, we should have had some or whatever. But I think it's just so dope when people can do something that they are so passionate about. You have never given up on modeling or acting or any of that. Like, you've held strong. You were sitting in your production studio, Michi, right now.
Yeah,
live with Michi, right, brand new right
nobody,
now.
Nobody but God.
Look, consistency. God. And, oh, my gosh. It's like you, you are an influencer, Jesus, and you're talking about God. It's just, I'm amazed, and I like I appreciate that. I think that's just a dope aspect of it that we can't leave out. Yeah, so
that's true. I'm just so blessed to be in the presence of the excellence right now.
listen, real, iron sharpens iron every day. What so, is a typical day like for you, Key? What you doing? What you doing every day? You got first of all, you got cameras all over your house for all the, you know, for the ladies who are the respectable
got
young ladies.
All over my house.
I'm just saying, you always recorded.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
I'm about to say all the crazy stuff he be posting. Let me tell you. The women flock to him.
So hilarious.
I don't know what you running over there. I think Keen run Playboy Mansion.
You think so?
Day to day.
Low key.
You know what's crazy? Because I said to myself, I was like, bro, I want to start a modeling agency. Because it's like, I'm not no whore, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like girls love being around me, and I love being around girls. Like, we cool. Like, you feel me?
But it's the respect.
Yeah. I think I want to start a modeling agency too. But I don't know. It, like I said, like back in the day, like not even back in the day, but like literally like 3 months ago, I'd be in the house posting on TikTok, then boom, finding different ways to get the person to see it.
Yeah.
I'll be going to the gym now. You know, I'm gonna get right. So every morning I wake up at 9 o'clock, go to the gym, I eat. What else? I don't know. My day varies.
Yeah.
I try to get new merch for my store. Yeah.
How did the store come about?
I don't know. I just woke up one morning. I was like, I want to store in the mall.
That's how you do it. No.
I thought it was gonna be that easy though. Like when I went to the mall. Keyshardé clothing. Oh, my store.
So you're in the Lakeland Keyshardé Mall?
I was in the Lakeland Square Mall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, and I think I cut you off with the name of it. What's the name of your
Keyshardé clothing?
Okay.
Yeah. What I was saying.
You say you just woke up one day.
I want a store in the mall, bro. And I tried to figure out how to go get it, but turns out you had to have an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get on Sunbiz and get everything registered. I'm like, man, I don't even want to do it no more. Because it took over like 3 weeks. But that 3 weeks turned into, my lease is actually up just the last month. But I ain't going to say what I'm doing next, but just know something.
Okay.
So you going to go ahead and just.
Yeah, I'm going to just close it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
because he got that warehouse coming.
Yeah, he you got know, warehouse like the, I mean, he was just practicing.
He was just practicing.
But you know, he heard God's voice that morning.
Mm-hmm. Look, facts.
Go get the stove.
Right. Nah, he did.
And you didn't know all that stuff was gonna be following behind it, but then
that's where I come to say, like, Polk County supported me so much. Like, my first day opening it, like, it was a line. Like, you mm-hmm. know how new sneakers come out?
Yeah.
Like, it was a line, for real. And I was like, damn, this is crazy. That's like, my first 2 weeks, I sell out everything. Yeah. I go to my main fact. Hey, I need some more stuff. Sorry, we can't. Man, get me some stuff. They talk about we can't make it that fast. I'm like, man, y'all do something. Like, just do press-on shirts.
Yeah.
They did a press-on, take them to the mall. They go on that same day. Wow. And it's like, the thing about that is, like, you know, when you have a clothing line, you got to have pictures mm-hmm. and videos. Sometimes I wasn't even able to get pictures yeah. in it because it's like I had to put it out there and it sell out so fast.
So talk to me about your team, because I feel like you got to have a team around you to do all. Because listen, you're saying this like it took so long. It took me 3 weeks, man. You know how many people would love to open up a store in
that
the mall
was solo. That
in
was
3 weeks? Like
that was what? Me by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, that was dolo.
Okay, so you just made it all happen. Mm-hmm. How did you seek like manufacturing and all that?
Internet. Alibaba, yep. But actually I met somebody in Haines City. Shout out to Reggie. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jonathan Anglin.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to y'all. They, like I said, they made it happen. Like when I sell out, like, man, come on, man. We got other order over here.
Yeah.
They be like, we can't. I be like, man, skip they order. I'll pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
But,
yeah. Shout out to them.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
What would you say the number one key to success is in your business?
What you mean?
What helps you succeed as Keyshardé? What help pushes the Keyshardé brand? What brings success to that?
I don't know how to answer that. You answer it first.
I don't know.
Trying to put me in the spot. I mean, I think it kind of go with
your spot.
You said, what's his key to success? You want
that's like a hard the number one.
Don't you want to be inspiring to people?
Not okay.
To so inspire.
It's the way you asked it. I didn't know how to.
I would say.
I asked the question wrong. I'm jazz school and all this. I asked the wrong.
Like,
what did I get? I get it.
Like, so you know you have different.
Like, what is your motivation behind?
You have different ingredients for success. Yeah. Like, if you were to write a book right now, you're like, these are the keys to success. Like, you got to have these pieces in order to be successful. Because I'm going to tell you, for me, yes, the talent is there,
but
I'm pretty sure Bree can tell you, like, she can be as talented as anybody, but then you'll have somebody who's less talented than her, and because they are consistent, they may outshine her. So, like, what do you contribute to, you like, to be your top key to success?
So, yeah, like you said, consistency, motivation, mm-hmm. hard work, I don't know. Yeah, making an impact. Like mm-hmm. me seeing that I'm making an impact on people, like, is something that I really enjoy and I like to see. So it's like I said, with my little Facebook post, like every time I post something on Facebook, it gets so many shares.
Yeah.
And it's like the, you know, when you share stuff and you could put a little status on it. Like, they'll always be like, wow, I'm so proud of him. Like, he going crazy. Like, oh, my God, look at him. Go. Like, it's, like, different stuff like that. And I'll be like, dang, they watching. Let me do something else. Yeah. Let me keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry I got the question.
No, you good.
I want to know, because, so, of course, like with this, you know, with the broadcasting thing from me, you know, the podcast and all of that. And then, yeah, I do have aspirations to play in a movie, you know, when I get a little following like you or whatever. But, like, how do you separate yourself from social media? Because some people just live on social media. Like, I'll look at posts and I'm like, how could anybody say anything negative about this? And then I'll just start reading the comments.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. I'm like, and then I'll just turn it off, because I'm like, somebody always has something to say negatively about the most positive thing. So how do you deal with that? Like, how do you not just...
Like, it got to be installed in you. Like, mm-hmm. if you just tune out the negativity out, you're not going to care.
Yeah.
So, like, even when something going on, like, something recently just happened. Like, matter of fact, Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Yeah.
When that happened, I literally just didn't get on Instagram for the rest of the day just because I already knew that's all I'm going to see. You know what I'm saying? It's like when negativity, when people, like, they'll post me on the Shade Room and, like, different stuff like that. And I'd be like, bro, I already know people finna go crazy and talk. Yeah. And I just, like,
just stay away
block
from
the
it.
Page. Mm-hmm. That way I don't see it. And then I add them again the next day.
I feel you.
that's
smart,
like,
though.
Like,
that's
I
smart.
Like seeing, you know, everybody likes seeing a little drama. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, when it's you, it's like, oh, dang. But, yeah, I tune it out.
Yeah. That's what you do, too?
Yeah. I actually, it was some stuff I went through, like, 2 years ago. I just went through, probably a few weeks ago, just read the comments. So I'm like, dang, they were
going
to
be depressed.
They were saying all this about me.
Yeah.
And then you go to thinking in your head, like, dang, this is really how that person feel about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be somebody you like, and it's like, dang, now I don't even look at you the same, because this how, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to tune it out.
It's like that for you too, Bree?
No, and that's probably why I don't really mind that I don't, like, get too much traffic on.
Yeah, right, dude, that's how I
real
know.
Life.
So that's what you
that's how I love that for you.
For
it's nothing
position.
Aside from what you
like,
do.
I don't
that's
even care.
I love how I'm just
like I don't care like when I get low lights because I'm like good because then you
I
can
know
leave
what
me
I'm
alone.
Doing in real life.
Like the people who actually listen to my podcast, I'm working with y'all. Like,
but no, how you gonna grow? You
no, I care. I care. I care. It just feels peaceful right now. I should say,
but
I do want to. I do want to aspire. I'm not comfortable. No. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I get peace from that. I'm not comfortable because I'm constantly on social media. Yeah. So it's just finding out that formula, finding out that algorithm, like that one video that's going to take you there because the content is there. Like the talent is here at this table for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take that one post or consistent post.
And that's what I was just going to tell you too. Like you said, it's going to take that one post where you like, you ain't even got to say nothing wrong. Yeah. But you're going to say something that people don't agree with. And they're going to eat you up.
Right.
You get
what
I'm saying?
That's why I don't even say nothing. You see how people be pulling up stuff that people say like a long time ago like, and they just make them look so bad.
Especially
like,
a podcast because it's opinion based. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to agree with what you're saying.
And they take your show, they chop it up. And
they cut out parts where that's fake. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They cut out a part where it's like, dang, you ain't even let me explain. You know what I'm saying?
I was just talking to you about, you see the Orlando Brown interview. That was something big and major. But, you know, he did an interview with Marco, and he had the hair dyed, the earrings, and everything. So I'm looking at the interview, and I'm like, "This is a bad interviewer." You watched it, right?
Yeah.
And with this is your like this is radio. This is her. This is her all day. So she know when somebody is a bad interviewer. She know, and you could tell that he didn't have his stuff.
No. I'm gonna take over here because that my boy.
Who? Marco?
Yeah, funny Marco. He trolls.
He's a troll. He
trolls. Yeah. So it's like he know what he doing. Mm-hmm. Like he'll ask you a question and look at you just to see what you say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like he's very smart, business minded. So it's like he know what he be doing. Like even with what he wear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he'll wear a jacket with a tank top with a tie. Yeah. Just so people are taught in the comment section.
Do you consider that to be smart marketing?
That's smart.
Smart.
That's very smart. Just because people don't talk about it.
Well, that's what they're doing now. Yeah. Like that's the thing, the troll. But then looking at Orlando Brown has been crazy and this guy strung out on drugs.
Right.
A lot of people don't know this guy been clean for 6 years.
And he trolled. He said that on purpose just because he already knew what was going to
happen.
Okay,
that makes sense than what he said because I was going to ask about
it. Yeah,
why he said that.
He was trolling.
Yeah, nobody pushing his music, though. Like, I watched a whole other interview with him.
Okay.
Like, me and his mom who watched it, remember? And he did a whole other interview like within a week and he was all clean and he was like, it's just different energies, had different interviews.
Yeah.
I've been clean for 6 years. The only thing they want to talk about is the negative stuff. So it's it's crazy like how negativity sells.
Yeah. And it
so
does.
Much.
And it does.
Like we can sit up here and be inspiring and positive. It's not gonna sell. We say something in here right now to piss somebody off. And you know I'm king of that. I know.
People are doing it so fast. These people are like, man, you see this get so many shares.
look, just like you just did.
Did you see what live with me
just
said?
With Ken Suarez.
Who?
Ken Suarez. You just did one on Fox 13.
Oh yeah.
Ken Suarez tried to drag me through the mud. I told him I just texted him last week.
Did.
I said, well, I just opened up my studio. He dragged me through the mud.
Hey, Ken, man, what's up? You need my boy need like, to apologize again.
Oh, it's too late. I sold him out 2 years ago.
Man, Ken has been in the business, though, like, forever.
He has. 50 years. He is. He flow.
It was funny because I didn't know who you were. Mm-hmm. But I did. When I was doing the interview, like, I had my drums. Mm-hmm. And police just swore. Like, police came out of nowhere. Ken was like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? The police was like, yeah, I know who you are. I'm sorry. We just wanted to know what was going on. And they told me they were going to give me a citation. I'm like, man, I don't even want to
talk. So what were you doing? Give us the background.
Which one was Ken? Fox 13. Mm-hmm. He wanted to interview me.
Okay.
During the interview, he wanted me to do a scene of me playing my drums. Mm-hmm. And as I'm playing the drums, you know, people watching. And mm-hmm. it's causing too much attention.
Okay.
So I guess the police was called. And like 4 different police came to me. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, what are you doing? We want to give you a citation and all this. And I'm like, man, I don't want to talk to y'all. Go talk to him over there. Mm-hmm. And they went and talked to him. And do you know who I am? And they did. So they let me get off the hook.
Well, listen, shout out to Ken.
Shout out to him.
I appreciate what you did for my boy, but I don't rock
with
you. But sucking
around with you. That's why they can't deal with me.
You need somebody like that around here.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, we pretty much know. Who inspired you? That's one thing I do want to ask. Like, who inspired you to do everything? Like, who's your influences?
I'm going to say my big brother. Long live my big brother. My brother just passed last month.
Sorry to hear that.
And, like, growing up playing the drums, like, we'll always have, like, competitions. You know, like, our whole family. Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Okay. You good.
Blue Velvet.
Okay. Now, look, in the building.
Like, my whole family will be like, man, oh, you know, keep coming up. Keep getting better than you. So, it's like, that's what I was doing. That's like, I was practicing to get better than my big brother. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like that. I never told him that, but he knew what it was. Like, he always called me his prodigy and everything, but yeah, that was my motivation.
So he played the drums also?
Mm-hmm. He played the drums, played the keyboard, singing turds, all that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's it's real. I'm sorry for your loss. I saw that. Mm-hmm. I was blessed. I took that picture of y'all.
You took that picture? Yeah. So look at my phone. I'm over there in my home screen and everything.
Yeah, I didn't know that was your brother at the time, but yeah, it is hard to lose a sibling. I lost my sister when I was 12 years old.
Man, it is, like, because it's like, everything I do reminds me of him, because it's like I said, I was his little prodigy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, he wanted to do this, like, so that's all his, man, if I had social media back in the day and playing the drums, like, when I have shows, man, take me to the show, you know what I'm saying? So, like, literally everything I do now reminds me of, bro.
Yeah. So you have kids now, right?
Ooh.
You don't have kids?
Oh, that's a skit. My drill kids.
Look. Are you talking about who?
Yeah, I don't got
I love that, though.
He about to say, so, who done right. DM'd you that tea?
I know, right? I'm trying to make it. Y'all just said I'm just playing.
Yeah, she behind the curtain. She about to come out.
Right. I'm just playing with you.
Ooh, that'll be a
good
one.
But, like,
ooh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, they'll stop you.
Ooh,
you got
to somebody else. That'll be a good one.
Don't y'all even do that. Don't break up a happy home.
Yeah, look, anybody out there want to put your baby dad on the spot, go ahead and send it.
Yeah, we'll have you in the show.
Yeah, we just got to surprise them. Boom.
Right.
JK.
What's, like, one of the dopest things that have come out of your career so far? Like, what are you most proud about?
Them. My kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I can say too much about it. But just know they finna go far, too. And I'm actually...
Key kids.
I don't want to say that either. Mm-hmm. Nah, they call the drip kids. Mm-hmm. But that is now mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now, just not with my 8 kids that I do have, but in the community, where I, you know what I'm saying? I want to create something like dope for the community, like some of the drip kids. And every day, like out the week, I want to get everybody, we make quick videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, them. But they going up on social media,
that's
too.
Good.
Like,
that's good.
I'm telling you. So they have their own page?
Yeah, on Facebook. I mean, on Instagram.
Okay, I got to follow them.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I was telling him, like, those kids gravitated towards you.
And that's crazy how that happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I prayed about it. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to tell you exactly how it happened. I was at, what's the fair that be coming?
Like, Strawberry Festival or something?
No, the big one.
The
Florida State Fair. Mm-hmm. I was literally at the mall taking pictures. Like, I'm taking pictures with kids. But these kids, like, they all had jerseys on. Like, they was all matching. And they came up to me, and we all took a big picture. Mm-hmm. And they was like, man, we want to do videos with you. I was like, all right, bet. Let me get, like, y'all DM me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They DM me that same night. They was like, hey, what's up? Let us know when you want to do a video. I was like, all right, I'm going to pick y'all up one day next week. Boom. I told them to send the address. Their house was literally 10 minutes away from me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it was meant to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like these kids introduced me into more kids. These kids. So right. It's like it kept on going. Mm-hmm. And I started hanging out with them every day. And it's like everywhere I go, a random kid, hey, I want to be a drip kid.
I want to be a drip kid.
We need that for real.
Yeah, that's important. Because
our youth are so lost right now.
Yeah.
They so lost. That make me want to cry.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, anybody who kids gravitate to, like, I call you, like, the light people. Because, I mean, that's me. Like, mother, educator, host. Like, I'm always going to be passionate about education. And so I know when a person has it. Like, they have that sincere spirit for kids. And I just think that's dope. So whatever you are about to do, you know, with Drip Kids and however you're going to expand it, like, more power to you. Like,
I'm going
to
put y'all on, too. I need help.
Oh, absolutely. I got you.
All that be coming from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I got you.
You know, get water balloons and food and all that. But
he hard to get in contact with, though. Y'all let him, hey, look, I done got kidnapped. Call me.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is it easy to get to you now?
Man, it's easy to get to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just like a famous person. Like, I be with my homeboys, and it's like, they'll sit there and go through every single DM, but they'll respond to who they want to respond to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even Chris Brown, like somebody, they literally see you,
yeah.
But they just, do they want to repost you or do they want to, you know what I'm saying? But in the back of their head, like, dang, they'd be like, oh, this dope, like some art or something. Yeah. But they be seeing it, bro. And that's how I am. Like, I ain't going to lie. I respond to what our owners respond
to. I got you.
I respond to you, though. Stop saying that.
He told you.
Look, y'all try these. So we got these.
I'm trying to tell you.
We got these spicy bowls in here.
I was just telling her, I'm like,
you might have to,
but you know what, this is, let me tell you why I like these. I'm gonna hold it up for those, and then like, so, Papa, who brought these?
Spicy bowl. What's the name?
Spicy entanglement. We got banana peppers in here, jalapeno peppers. Pickled pork hot sausages. So listen, I was telling her, this is all the hood snacks that you want separately.
All the hood snacks
that you got from the flip lady, that you got from the candy lady, all in one.
You know, he's on his stomach to her.
I'm looking at the, jalapenos, sausages. But you have to top it off. What kind of chips do we have? You got to have the Ruffles cheddar ones, right? Gotta have the Ruffles.
Dip it in the sauce. Yeah, we gotta do that same time.
Okay, so we toasting.
We gotta toast it up. So wait, so inside, what type of sauce?
Oh, it smells so spicy. I can't tell you. Miss Blue Red Velvet. What's some red velvet cakes? We want some blue red velvet.
We gotta get them next week.
Look, we over here cackling. I might have to just dip mine in yours.
It's good. Trust me, I've been working on that for years.
You gassy.
I finally.
So she got hot sausages.
Mm-hmm. Mine won't open.
Listen, now I'm trying to look. That's why I said we're gonna have to dip it in yours. Bree, you got it, or you can just dip in mine.
I got it.
I want to open it so I can save all mine and eat all these.
right.
Spicy.
Look, I already got some on my pants. Godly.
Thanks for warning me. I'm gonna try this first.
You gotta make sure you dip it and get everything.
So you gotta dip it and get a piece of hot sausage, some pickles. Now, what kind of pickles do you use?
That done lit the whole room up.
This show did.
Thank you for the dill pickles, because I hate when people use kosher pickles. Yeah, like, let's move to the hamburger pickles.
Right.
Wait, what kind of pickles?
Gotta get the hamburger, the dill pickles.
What is kosher?
The koshers are like the ones they have at the flip lady. Yeah. But you know that you can make the dill ones too. I don't call them scraper. She's the flip lady. Don't get out. Come on now.
We got nothing to drink, but it's good. The hot sauce is for me.
And speaking of flip ladies, like, Look, your great grandma was like the, was that your, y'all was your great grandma?
Oh, Aunt Ruth.
Oh my God. She was the master at them pineapple flips. Man, look at her.
I want some now. Ooh, ooh.
You like it?
It's good.
Look, look, look. Okay. I'm literally trying to get everything on. Right, Bree, don't you start that. Don't you start that.
It's just right. Miss Barbara, you can bring us some, Miss Barbara, you can bring us some water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now tell me what you said.
I figured that I'd give it the spice to the man.
You see me eating hot sausage.
Yeah, you're gonna have me on this. Mm-hmm.
That's what I called it. Spicy entertainment.
With the cheddar. I love that.
Nah, I can't eat it. We can't eat this whole thing up here. We been
She said you're supposed to eat it when you have a hangover.
She said it helps with hangovers.
I'll never need it for that, but.
You got blue velvet in the building.
Yes.
She's trying
to get in the camera. Thank you. All right, my hot sausage.
All right. So, King, where are you? What's your ultimate goal?
Why did I do that?
Okay, so what do you want me to call you?
Keisha? Oh, no, I said, why answer like that? Oh, I mean, I was still eating.
No. So, before you do that. Okay, so there's a girl that you film with.
They be in bed together and all.
But you, it's, so, I don't know how to describe her.
I do on the fan.
I don't know how to describe her.
What she look like? I don't got no type.
She's nobody that you're romantically in, like, it's nothing like that. Like, you never do skits like that with her, like, where you're romantically, you know, doing a skit
They went on a date or something.
It's almost like she's somebody that you consider like your little sister. Like, you took under your wing or whatever. And maybe she was a fan and kind of like, okay, so, like, if you
see. Show me a video.
So, like, my phone is over there. So, like, she's, because I don't want to put her in a bad light or anything like that, because she does great videos with you. But it's almost like if you're in school and you sit with a girl who doesn't have
Alex, tell me how you met up with Alex. So Alex is,
that's that heat. That's that heat.
Alex is an influencer as well. Like Alex,
that's what I'm saying. She has millions of followers. Yeah,
and it's like she I don't know how to explain Alex. That's my bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like I didn't.
So it's like she's in a position to where it's like she's famous for being who she is.
Exactly.
Like, she don't have to make content. She just posts herself in the comments, and post herself in the comments flood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Alex get a lot of attention because she seeks attention.
Okay.
So it's like she do stuff that she know people gonna talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And it's like I like her to be around me because people be around her and they pick at her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They be with her. So it's like she's the type of girl where she's not gonna show people that dang, stop picking at me. You hurt my feelings.
She gonna use it.
She's gonna use it.
Wow.
Yeah. She's gonna clown you back.
And that's smart. Yeah.
Knowing, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's like, so basically everything that people said to her that she done heard already.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's with me, as you can see that the video,
right?
Man, we laughing and giggling the whole time.
I like y'all. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I haven't seen it. I saw the thumbnail, but I haven't seen it, so I gotta check it out.
You do.
But if you watch the video, you gonna get what I'm saying. Because Alex will pick on people too. Like, you know, so Alex know what she get herself into.
She's
from Poinciana.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know that.
So many people from right here, like, in the
people
area.
People don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. So how did y'all link? Like, did she, like, DM you just or y'all just, of, just, y'all just,
like, so met? I do that too. Like, sometimes when I'm bored, I just hit up influencers and be like, hey, meet me here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the influencers meet me there.
So how do you, who, I won't say your top three, but, like, who are you rocking with right now in terms of influencers?
Everybody my dog. You can't do that.
Yeah, let them know.
I shout out Curvo Terry, Run Like Ant. Matter of fact, Run Like Ant is from here as well. Winter Haven. He got millions of followers too.
Mm-hmm.
But like all my brothers, my girls too. Everybody eating. So it's
they definitely.
Is, yeah, we everybody going. I don't got no favorite because we all around each other all the time.
They definitely have a movement now. Do. You don't have any beef with nobody with than
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's what I like about y'all, what y'all doing right now, because it's like it's no competition. Everybody coming together and they're just making
things happen. That's the thing about social media. That's why I told you earlier, like social media try to make you be with people. Like, so basically you with a girl but not a girl with me. And now it's like me and the girl know we ain't got nothing going on, but the comment section going crazy.
Exactly.
And that's going to make you feel some type of way. So now you got a problem with me for no reason.
Right. Because if she dating somebody.
You feel me? Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go out my way, which I don't care about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not finna be like, damn, bro, no, don't look at it like that. I swear. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that, fam, what's up, fam? You too grown for that.
That do become an issue with these girls around you. And they got a boyfriend. They with Key Drama Boy.
I get cussed out every day.
they know they done lost. Yeah. They lady with Key Drama Boy. They know they on thin ice.
People say they're gonna shoot me. Like, people crazy about their girls and their baby mamas. That's and right. I tell them that too. I be like, man, if you know what you like. If I ain't gonna say that, not to sound cocky, but if a girl trying to be around me, she know what she getting herself into. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you trying to be on camera like it is. You know, because it's like you know what you're doing. You know people finna comment on it.
Right,
you know what you're doing, but
yeah,
I don't care about it because I know it's genuine for me. I ain't looking for no drama.
I got you.
So when a dude talking crazy like that, is it like,
yeah,
fam, you bug.
Oh, so they be coming on trying to make their man jealous.
Oh Lord,
try to make them like for real. But I don't look at it like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Do you think this hilarious?
Listen,
look at us.
So listen. So explain out there because. My audience is going to reach a separate demographic than Live with Meechie's will, than yours. We'll pick up each other's. But explain to like the older viewers and listeners who may not be into social media, explain to them the weight that being an influencer is, because they may see their kids on social media 24/7 making videos.
And they don't understand.
And they don't understand it. So tell me how this really is a profession if you know how to work it right.
Nah, facts. Like, I know, like, all of my friends, literally, Curvo, Terry, the biggest influencers on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll literally be on the phone and we'll hear our mom snapping in the background, like, y'all need to get a real job. So, right. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that. When you're sitting there making videos, you're building your following. And the more following you have, the more teas you get.
Right.
And not even on a thing as, like, having merch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Having merch, having your own, like, being an
That's merchandise for those of you out there who are wondering.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, not even having, like being an entrepreneur, selling stuff. Right. But it's just, like, boom, somebody else have a business, but they want me to support their business.
Right.
Boom, when you reach out to me, now I could just throw out a random price just because I want you to pay.
Advertising at its finest.
But it's, like, that's what it is. Right. Like, so it's like, you don't even need no job. Like, all of my friends, literally, we sit at home all day. Yeah. Like, well, they sit at home all day and play the game. And they making, like, 10 bands.
So thank you. Thank you. There we go. Get down to Bragg's tax. So $10,000.
Man, they made like 10 bands every 2 days.
Every 2 days, $10,000.
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
Just by doing that.
You know, but this is what it is. This is what it is now. But then, like, a lot of older people, they don't understand.
They don't understand it, yeah.
Go make them $20 an hour. Who the heck finna go?
Exactly.
And time is precious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now my mama understand it. Like, come on. Yeah, I wonder, bro. You get what I'm saying?
It took my mom forever
to finally realize what you're doing.
It took my mom forever.
And she realized it now because it's like she'll just randomly be walking through the mall or something. And, you Key Drama Boy, mom. You get what I'm saying? So it's like she understands it now. But like growing up, like when I first started, she was trying to make me get a real job. And I never was going to get a real job anyways.
So you never worked a real job?
I know everybody at Winter Haven had to work at KFC now.
Oh, no.
I'm just playing with you.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I never had a real job, but I Defy, well, it used to be called Toy Infinity.
Okay,
I started working there, but I ain't like it. Mm-hmm. So I created my own job, and that's how I got into hosting trampoline park events. So, like, they gave
I was going to say, I just saw that, like, on
Yeah.
I just saw that. Like, somebody's, like, really making bank off of hosting trampoline parties. Mm-hmm. And adult ones, too.
Yep.
So bringing in a live DJ. DJ Dimp. DJ Dimp DJs at, what's the one that we have in Lakeland at the mall?
Urban Air.
Like, mm-hmm. DJ Dimp, they will, yeah. Promoters will rent out Urban Air and invite him in to DJ. And that's what it is. Yep. Yeah.
That's how I started.
That's dope. I like that.
Yeah, and he doing it young too.
That's what I'm like, 23. Young. Like, golly, that's you grown. Now you grown. Yeah, and you making moves. Yeah.
Man, that, but y'all
just
saying, gone.
Just think about like your trajectory. You are 23.
I was still in the struggle.
I mean, you still have so much growing to do. Like when you
I look at it different because, like I said, Curvo them and Terry, they're only 18 and 19.
Yeah.
What? So it's like
they that young.
Oh wow.
Curvo just turned 20, but Terry 19, like, you know
Generation
what I'm saying?
Generation Z.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like that's why I say I'm grown because it's like, well, you making cheese and you only 18, 19, like this young generation, they understands it now. Mm-hmm. Like all the little famous 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, they're making bank.
They are. Yeah. They are.
And that's just by doing a little TikTok dance. Nah, serious.
Now, listen, so we were talking before the show, though, but you're smart about it. You know, you're investing and you're doing all of these things, and you said that you have a manager. You have two managers, right?
Three
managers.
Uno, dos,
right? You have three managers. So you're about the business side. Like, do you think that's the route that everyone should take? Like, if they're being smart about
especially
their product?
Especially right now. I say that to everybody. When you got a little buzz, you better take it and be smart with it because that buzz don't last always. Right. So, like, even the money you making, take the money. Don't, what's the word?
Just spend
like, don't
it.
Just,
don't go splurge.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Don't splurge it. Like, boom. Like I said, just make a little clothing line or something. You got to think. These people actually support you for real.
Right.
So they want to wear your face on the shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you got a little sand, put a little sand on the shirt. They want to wear it just because it's you.
Yeah.
So it's like, while you young.
As a matter of fact, some of us wouldn't like to not have to go to the bank. Can we just borrow money from y'all? Like, let's just, let's just have a Black Wall Street going on. I'm just saying,
being young, you get all that money. You want to go splurge.
Look, Jay Bennett, 21. I'm just for real. No, Jay Ben, 21. I'm giving out the wrong cash.
He's like Jay.
Jay Ben, Ben Jazz, that's my cash app. Look, you know my cash app, but I don't know my cash app. Ben Jazz, yes. Bennjazz. No, I'm just saying.
No, this been fun. This been fun. The chemistry here. Don't make this your last time coming.
Hear me, okay? I'll bring some of my friends.
Yeah, you know, you about to blow up
over and over and again.
Yeah.
So tell everybody, like, what's some things that you have coming up, and give us your socials.
I don't like to do that.
You just like to hit us over the head with it, like boom.
But y'all can follow me on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram, Key Drummer Boy.
Yeah, KE_DrummerBoy.
Listen, you gotta take us out of here. We ain't got no drums, we ain't got nothing like that, but you gotta give us a dope beat. I'm saying we quiet. Beatbox. What we do? For real. Come on, let's beatbox. Bree, you gonna be a Sontras? Okay, come on. Let's get it cracking.
You go first.
Let's get it cracking.
Do something and I'm gonna add on to it.
Come on.
I don't know what to do.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Keep saying it. I don't know what to do.
They think they can throw me under the bus.
I'm ready.
That's like telling me to do a monologue right now.
Yeah. I don't know what to do in Janice's voice. I don't know what to do, baby. You got people all on my page talking about, I can't wait to see Janice. Okay.
It's been 10 years since we had Auntie Janice, and I'm gonna do it. We coming. I got to put you on the show. Got to put him in the play.
That'll be dope.
Gotta put them in the playlist.
Listen, let's get this beat together.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the tambourine.
You got that?
Come on.
Got that. I blow the bottle.
Maybe I'll come on, bro.
Come on, like, seriously. You need to start off like you need to rap.
I don't know what to do.
Go on his page, you put his
ad. I don't know what to do.
Like,
are
you going to beat on this?
I don't know. Come on now. We can't do this.
Come on, Polk County.
We're going to be right here all day trying to come up with a
jingle. Come on, me. What's up? He said you started and you pick it up.
Trying to come up with a jingle.
My name is Peaches and I'm the
best. I don't rap. I don't do music. And a lot of these motherfuckers don't even be doing music either.
My name is Peaches and I'm the best.
straight H2O, baby. Hey, straight H2O, baby.
Man, like, comment, subscribe.
I'm so mad that's about so, it.
We can do it, though. The rest of these niggas stop in the studio and making it. Trash. We might as well. All you need is a nice hook. Come up with a nice hook. And a nice beat. Because the girl, what, Glorilla? She done blew up.
Yeah, but she was good. Look, you all right? Everybody bash him so he know how I feel.
I'm trying to help us out here, man. This has
I'm
been
not the
so
one who
fun.
Told you on the spot.
Jazz look, because I just listened. That look, that last P-Valley episode don't inspire. They ain't nobody so, don't let me down.
So fresh and so clean. Uh-huh. Look, it's so crazy to see what me and Jazz after all these years, 10 years working. Wait,
what's the age
years?
Difference though? Like I'm not afraid to say my age. I'm 42. I'm just saying. You like no, because you don't believe it. Thank you. Thank
hold
you.
On, wait a minute. No,
you
wait
like, minute. I feel like I we like. I feel like we like 10 years or something like that. We in double digits.
You 32?
No, I'm not 30.
I'm just throwing. I really don't know.
I'm 30.
You're 30. So, like, we're 12 years apart. Yeah, so, like.
I'm 30. And I saw Jazz when I was 12 years old. Yeah. So, you were about 20. You were just getting out of college. When you and you doing section number one. Mm-hmm. You were just getting out of college.
Yep.
And we hosted our very first show together when I was 17.
Yep. Are you all up in Janice garb?
I was 17 years old. I wasn't even that skilled in hosting. I just knew how to cut the food. So what Jazz taught me, she was one of the very first ones to teach me, like, this the art. Can't be getting up here just acting the fool.
Right.
Like, she taught
timing.
Me a lot.
Look at you now. You're teaching other people.
Yeah, she taught me a
listen.
Lot.
Bree gonna come with the theatrics, with the beautiful model physique and all of that.
We here now.
Bree, you better give your show your socials out. Bree Hollywood.
Oh yeah, at Bree Hollywood. B-R-I-B-R-I Hollywood. And it's not because I'm Hollywood, but it's just a nickname that my aunt gave me when I was younger because she said that I was gonna be Hollywood.
You are
because I feel like people see that and they might think it's because I think. Oh, you got Hollywood. So I always have to clarify that.
And you
got to
talk more in that show.
Right. And she's so beautiful. Like, y'all need to book Bree. Bree is no stranger to being on network TV as well. News Channel 8 and all of that good stuff. She's a regular.
Y'all be on there on Wednesday.
See, look. Already.
Just filmed that this morning.
See, look. Yay.
So, congrats. Go Bree. Wait, this the winner's circle.
I like that.
This is the winner's circle.
I like that. We got to do this again. We got to do it again.
We have to.
I feel like we should have had something hanging down from the ceiling, and we should have just cut a TikTok video.
We got to.
We should have just did.
Look, we at Honeycomb Productions, the Creators Lounge. We're right here located in Lakeland, Florida. This place is the home for all creators to come in. If you get writer's block, creator's block, come here, create. We have a podcast studio, photography, film, whatever you want to do to create, hell, come on down. Come on. I almost said some other stuff that would have advertised the studio in the wrong light.
Oh, Lord.
And so listen, this has been episode 38 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. I have been your host, Jazz Marr, Jazz Bennett, mother educator host. Introducing Live with Michi, the new podcast that's going to be airing.
We are back.
Yes, our special guest, Miss Bree Bryant, Miss Bree Hollywood, and none other than that's so flawed because we should have had a dope beat right now. Keith Chardet, you know, doing this thing. And so hit us all up on our socials. Tune in every Monday at Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. That's JAZZIE with Jazz. On all podcast streaming apps, IG, Facebook, and on YouTube.